Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to. And I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it. Just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong, I'm wise, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say it with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Good evening, America. It's your On the Spot Diva, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now, again, tuned into Diva Spot Radio ENT, and that's at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Today is January the 3rd, Monday, 2011, and I am broadcasting live from Diva Spot Studios located in the beautiful green state of Washington. Now, tonight's show, we're going to be talking about, and all week for spiritual feeding, we're going to be talking about power living. I mean, power living. And we will be chopping it up with the Lord and talking about what do you see? The topic tonight is what do you see? Start beginning to use your secondary eye of faith. You know, but before I get into the show, I want to just thank God the Most High. He has continued to bless me and my family and my business in every situation, whether it was good or bad. Just thank you, Lord. And I also want to give much deeper love to my sponsors. Today's show is sponsored by Future Guru 100, $8 daily, MaryKay.com, Mr. Keith Mollette, Mommy Mobs, and Feed the Wolves. Shout out to my sponsors. I'm so thankful. Now, what y'all need to do, if you want to chop it up and network with the Diva, follow me. Follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. You can also check me out at my website. I got the sickest website there is. Go to my website at www.divaspotentblogspot.com. Again, that's DivaSpot.com. ENT at blogspot.com. And you can check me out here each and every day at 6 p.m. on the west and 9 p.m. on the east at Diva Spot Radio ENT. I'm so thankful that God has continued to bless me. I want y'all to call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And just reach out and witness with me. Today we're going to be talking about power living. We started a new year. Things is going well. We got stuff working for us. Oh, I forgot about the chat room. You can get on the chat room with me live. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. I'm live on the chat room, so I can definitely get your comments and your questions about tonight's topic. Or you can call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And to speak to the wonderful host, press the number one button, and I can answer any questions. And if you want to just give some shout-outs as well. But today's show, we're talking about power living, y'all. And I came up with the whole power living thing because I'm thinking like, all right, yeah, we need to make a change in our life. Yeah, all of us is on a good foot with things. It's the new year. We got a lot of energy. You know, we feeling good. And now we ready to get it there. We feel like we got a second chance. We feel like we got a second chance. So I wanted to do, you know, the power lemon. And what we're going to talk about today is what do you see? Start, begin to use your secondary eye of faith. Today's scripture is going to come from Kings chapter 6, verse 17. I'm going to call this, help me, Lord, I just can't see my way out. It says, and Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountains was full of horse and chariots and fire around about Elijah. How wonderful is that, y'all? How wonderful is that somebody can pray for you? And that was his servant that Elijah was praying over. Can you pray over somebody that serve you? We're going to think about that. We're going to ask that question a little bit later. But we're going to be talking about what do you see? I want to give y'all a little story about my girlfriend. And shout out to everybody calling in. And shout out to the 908, the 323, the 613, Michigan live in the building. Shout out to the 274, the 973, and the 908. I'm very, very thankful. I'm very, very thankful that y'all tuning in me now to get this spiritual feeding on. Also, shout out to everybody in the chat room. Ms. Diva Glow, I see you. Shout out to my brother Malcolm Hyde. I see you. What's going on? We're talking about power living tonight, y'all, because so many times we get caught up in the things of the world, and then we get caught up on the stuff that we want to do. And then when things get all messed up, we like, oh, man, what I'm going to do now? Bill collectors calling. You know, every time you get in, it's tax season time today. Yeah, they was blowing your phone up then, but they double back in and calling you again. But it's that faith. What do you see beyond those bills? What do you see beyond this trouble? What do you see beyond this despair? But I'm here to encourage you on today. I'm so glad that we're going to be getting this hour of spiritual feeding in, because after I do the show, I'm going to revival, y'all. God is good. Let's get into it. Let me get into this story with y'all. It says, the phone ring. Her heart pounded and her stomach knotted up again. Oh, Lord. Checking the caller ID, she saw it was the mortgage company calling again. She was 3 months behind, and the bank was beginning to foreclose. If she didn't catch up on the payments in 10 days, how's she going to catch up in the payments in she 3 months behind in 10 days? But I'm going to show you how she's going to do it. It says, how are we going to see our way out of this hole, Lord? She asked silently as the tears steamed down her face. Her husband had lost his job, and they couldn't make ends meet without his salary. She didn't see a way out. Talking about seeing, y'all, that second eye, she didn't see a way out. She went to the door to meet him. And when she didn't see it well, now as she wiped her tears from her face, she heard her husband's car pulling into the driveway. She went to the door to meet him, and a look on his face told everything. How did the job interview go? She asked hesitantly. They said the same thing everybody else say. I'll call you, he snapped. I'm sick of this. Where is God when we need him? That's what her husband said. I'm tired of this. Where is God when we need him? But God will show up. Get this, y'all. She knew exactly how he felt. She just didn't have the heart to verbalize her anger and frustration. The phone rang again, and her insides did the usual gymnastics. She got scared again. She knotted up. She heard her husband pick up the phone and then call for her to answer. Now she on the phone, and here it goes. It say, hey, girl, it's me. It was her best friend, Angela. I have great news for you, girl. Angela continued, the excitement hard to miss in her voice. They loved you. They want you. They're going to pay you, too. And homegirl was like, hold on, slow down, girl. Slow down, girl. What are you talking about? She said, trying to understand what Angela was saying. Who loves what? Girl, remember that party that you helped me and my sorority sisters throw for the fundraiser? Yes, she replied. Well, there was this corporate bigwig at the event who wanted to know who put the party together. When he tracked me down, he asked how to contact you. He wants to hire you to throw his company up, his upcoming company employee party, and he will pay you $5,000. Yes, he's going to pay you $5,000. Honey, I tell y'all something. When your back is against the wall, you can know that the horses and chariots of fire are nearby waiting to come to your rescue. God is not idle, y'all. He is not sitting around twiddling his thumbs. He got a plan for you. He is making crooked places straight. Isaiah 45:2 says that. Women who are interested in power living understand, trust, and rely and apply this rule to their lives each and every day. He is our shield, you know, exceedingly gratefully rewarding us. Oh, man, God is so good. How wonderful is it to know that God got you right when you think that he don't? Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I definitely want to get your opinions on this, and I definitely want to get your comments. You can also check in with me live. I'm talking about live on a blog chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspotent. I'm going to go to the hotline to get some love right now because God is so good.
I'm thankful for everybody that's calling in.
Okay. We're going to get back to you in a few. But God is so good, y'all. You just got to accept him in your life. Look how she was going through. The phone was ringing. Bill collectors coming. They was about to foreclose her home. They wanted their money. And they said, you only got 10 days to get the money to us. We need to get paid. You know, we going to foreclose on your house. And the thing about it is, she had a movement. She had a unit going. But what happened was, you know, in the midst of all the struggle and all the mess, her husband lost his job. And his salary is what helped her make ends meet. She couldn't see her way out of it. He didn't see no way. He just started getting frustrated and saying, you know what, I'm tired of this. Where is God when you need him? And God showed right up for them and gave them a second chance. See, her girlfriend called her on the phone and let her know she was excited, girl. Guess what happened? The event that you helped us pull off, for me and my sorority sisters, it was a big wig there. He was so impressed of how we pulled everything together. He wanted to hire her to do his up-and-coming employee party, and he wanted to pay her $5,000. How ironically would $5,000 would take care of 3 months back in the mortgage and give you a little bit more? You just got to have that faith, that second eye of faith. Because if you don't, then you're going to be messed up. And you need to ask yourself, is God for you? Is he for you? Is God really for me? Is God on my side? And if you can't answer that question, if you don't fully know, this is how you can know if God is on your side. First thing you need to do is get saved. That's first. After you get saved, become a friend of the Lord. Be his friend. And know that nothing can defeat the church. I mean, nothing can defeat the church. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're talking about power living on today. We're going to be talking about power living all week, but we're talking about power living on today. Living in the eye of faith. Faith is the strongest thing, y'all, and you can't get your second chance. I'm your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on, and you know you getting that second chance when you get saved and give your all your cares and your worries on to the Lord and become his friend. Welcome back, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kent. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We get in our spiritual feeding on, and how good does it feel to have got a second chance? When you got shot several times, and you thought you was going to die. You got stabbed. You was in a car accident. You almost had an overdose. You almost drowned. How good does it feel to have a second chance? That's what I want to know. See, God is so good and he's so available to us that he gave us a second chance. And even before anything bad happened to you, God gave you a second chance at life in spite of. You know, his son Jesus, he made the payment with him. It's so important that, you know, we recognize that we get a second chance at life. We got a second chance to be here, to do his will. We all was born in this world in sin. And yeah, we know this. It has been drilled in our head over and over and over and over and over the years. But your family and your pastor and your friends and your mate and your spouse have not been telling you that for nothing. Because look at the New Year's. If you able to tune in right now live with me, you got a second chance. And that's what it is. You definitely got a second chance in a new year. You don't have to come into this new year. And we want to be thankful for them second chance and start doing something about it. See, we need to start living with power in our life. Start living with power, not pressure. Start living with deliverance, not despair. You got to encourage yourself. You know, sometimes we all look around all the time for people to encourage us. But right when you think God is not there, he's always on time. And the story that I said at the beginning of the show was so evident. It is evidence that God has showed up. Because we're talking about using our eye of faith. Use your eye of faith. You know, faith is one of the most strongest things. That's how you get your blessing, because you believe in spite of everything that's going on around you. You know that God got me. God is going to take care of me no matter what my situation is, no matter where I am. God got me. And once you have that attitude, you won't worry about everything else. Okay, the bill collector's calling. Okay, they're about to foreclose in my house, whatever. But I know that God got me. I don't have to worry about those things. And just when her husband walked in the door, you know, she hesitantly asked him, like, you know, how did the job interview go, baby? He liked the same thing, snapping at her, snap, snap. Same thing. They said the same thing everybody else say. We gonna call you. Wow. But the phone rung again, and her stomach did the same gymnastics. Same gymnastics. She was worried that, you know, she got to face these bill collectors. And I ain't going to sit here in front like bill collectors don't call me. But if you got a second chance, give it to the Lord. Let the Lord take care of it. I mean, I can't even count on my hand how many times I done got my own self into some trouble. And God came and got me out. God came and got me. Not my mother, not my father, not my man, not my son, not my pastor. Not none of them people came and got me out. But you got to stand firm. You know, you got to build some muscle. And you can't be ashamed. Like, you know, I was just saying last night we was at the revival. Don't be ashamed to worship the Lord. We don't get caught up in the things of the world. We get caught up in what God has for us. How thankful is that? How great are we to have that? I'm so thankful. And I'm happy that God has continued to bless us on today. We got to start encouraging each other. We got a new year. We got a new situation. And we got another chance to just be thankful and grateful. Big shout out to Ricky Ross, man. He loves the Lord as well. That's just hot. That's because we see all these people in the world, we see all these people in the industry, and we forget that they praise the Lord too. We got to start using our spiritual eye. When your back is against the wall, God got you no matter what. But you got to start encouraging yourself. You're going through some situations right now. You thirsty to get that income tax money to spend it up, to pay some bills. Some of us depressed that, you know what, when I get my income tax money, I'm not going to be able to enjoy none of it because it's all going to bills. It's all going to the house. It's all going to the situation to help my family out, to help my brother out, to help my cousin out. I don't even get to enjoy the money that I worked so hard all year for. But it's the heart that's divided. See, it's the heart that's caught up on me feeling good about this money and me getting to spend this money and buy idle things. That's what we got to watch out for, y'all, the heart. Because we'll get caught up in these idle things in the world and think, you know, this is what's going to make me happy, but the peace is inevitable. Try something new this year and start worshiping God more than you spend money. Every time you start thinking about spending money, start praying. Every time you think about, you know, somebody hurting you, somebody do something to you, go pray. Every time you're thinking about dropping, you know, 100 or something like here, go pray. Let's start doing something different this year because that income tax money is coming. Our check money is coming, and we already got plans for it. And we already got disappointments for it, too. Man, I'm about to get this income tax money. Ain't none of this going to me. I got to pay fines. I got to pay bills. Every time you feel like the devil is attacking you, go pray. Your wife is attacking you, pray. Your kids, pray. Your situation, pray. See, it's about building that spiritual muscle. Because one thing about peace and prayer is free. You just got to go and get in, accepting. And this is what we're talking about on today. We're talking about power living. If you really want to do it big, if you really want to get it big, if you really want to be happy, get happy with God. Get some peace. Because when your friends start to work against you, and when your homies start looking at you sideways, and when your girlfriend start having to talk about tea party about you, it ain't going to matter. Because you're going to be like, it is what it is. You're going to know that God was already, and Jesus was working against. Judas gave up Jesus. Judas kissed Jesus' feet and said, I love you. I will be there for you. I will never go against you. But what Judas do? He went and got them and came back and captured Jesus. We got to start encouraging ourselves on today. We so worried about the things that's going on in the world and they limited services, man. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And if you got a second chance, I mean, really, if God has given you a second chance, call me up right now. And when you get on the hotline, press the 1 button so you can tell everybody else and me, because I need encouragement too about how God has given you a second chance. We got a lot of people listening right now. The 1 button should have been pushed for all of y'all. God is so good. We all got a second chance. Even before we got here, we got a second chance. Y'all get this right here. I'm going to get this right here. What enemy do you feel is about to swoop down, swoop in, and destroy you? Okay, that's fine. Now you got it in your head. That's cool. Now that you can see the enemy, refocus to see your Lord. When Elijah prayed for his servant eyes to be open, y'all, Elijah prayed it having already seen his provision. I want you to do that today. Let me break that down in another way. When you see a situation in front of you and you feel like you're being attacked and you feel like it's about to go down, like, ain't no way I can stop this. Don't focus on that problem. Focus on the Lord already taking care of it. Like, even if you're riding, you get a flat. Don't worry about the flat. Say in your mind, let me slow down and pull over because God is going to give me the will, the strength, and the finances to take care of this tire. Don't claim those worries, y'all. That's what I have learned. That's what I have learned. Like, when something go down, because I have got stuff going on too. But what I have learned by spiritually feeding myself, I'm not perfect, that when I get problems that come my way, I already see that God is going to take care of it. I already know. If my check don't match my bills, I'll be like, well, I ain't worried about it. God got it. But I wasn't able to do that. I wasn't able to do that 2 or 3 years ago, y'all. It takes some practice, but it takes that faith for you to get it. And when you get that faith, can't nothing touch you. Let me tell y'all something. I'm so thankful for y'all and y'all support and y'all calling in to listen and telling people to listen. The hotlines is like lit up. Twitter is lit up. The chat room, they in there typing away at each other. already knew that God was going to take care of this today. And it don't matter if one person called in. It was for me to be in this position to witness to you. Because after I finish with the show, I'm going to revival. Yeah, I'm going to go praise the Lord. See, I'm not the old me that I used to be. I have decided this year, well, I already put it in my mind last year, that I was going to keep staying focused. Consistency is the key in everything that we do. But that trouble and that worry and that despair that you're going through, even in your own neighborhood, man, you look around and people is going crazy. Do you really want to be one of them people? Do you really want to go through the mess that they're going through? How you think they got there? You think they got there because they had faith in the Lord, that the Lord was going to take care of all things? Let's take a moment and think about that. If my faith is in God and I trust that his word is yes and amen, what does it bother me that they're selling drugs down the street? What does it bother me that they outside playing music to the wee hours in the morning? What does it bother me that she curse her kids out? What does it bother me that he pick his nose on a public bus? We get so caught up in what other people's business is doing that our heart become all jacked up and divided. And guess what? When we go before the Lord judges us by our heart's concerns. So if it messed you up so bad that homegirl over there, homeboy over there was picking their nose, and that's what stopped you from worshiping the Lord and getting his word. This is what you're going to hell for. This is what you got turned around for. God going to be like, well, your heart is all hardened. And you're wearing your heart on your chest. If your manager is the a-hole, so what? Pray for him. The people at your job lazy. You doing all the work. So what? Pray for him. But you got to understand, you in that position for a limited time. This is not, you not there forever. It's a stepping stone. But some of us, we start off with a, we start off with a strong start, but we end with a poor finish. And it's at the beginning of the year, and I have to definitely elaborate on that. We re-energize, we ready, we motivated. I don't understand. Well, I do understand, because the new year brings new year, new feelings, new thoughts, new drive. But that one day, remember, we got 364 more days. The way you all amped up and got that drive right now to take care of your business, this year is going to be our year. We're going to get our label out there. We're going to get this money. We're going to make it happen. We're going to make a difference in the community. Have that each and every day. See, that's the challenge right there. Can you have that same drive? Can you still smile? Can you still be hungry like that 6 months from now? And I say half a year for a reason. I'm going to wake up and smile with y'all each and every day, and I'm going to keep worshiping on y'all, because I'm so thankful that y'all can see me in a great place now with the Lord than what I used to be living within the world. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, your On The Spot Diva. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on, and we talking about power living. Power living, y'all. Knowing that the storm is over now. We got to start using our second eye. We got two eyes. And I'm going to tell y'all about some two eyes when we come back from this music. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. And let's get it in with this joyful, joyful all the time. And when I come back, I'm going to tell y'all about these two eyes we got, that spiritual and that physical eye. The Lord is blessing me right now.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one.
Hey. He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me. When everyone else around me has
Can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I mean. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and he saw the best in me. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. Big shout out, man. I love that song. He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. And a lot of us is going through that tonight, y'all. That's why it's so important that we get spiritual feeding. That man said, he's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me for who I am. And it's what we got to start telling ourselves. We're going to start talking about these two eyes that we have. And I know y'all like, two eyes, Ed? What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. We got two eyes. We got that spiritual eye and we got that physical eye. But we got to be careful with these spiritual eyes and these physical eyes. Because the physical eye will get us caught up in some stuff. I'm telling you, will get us caught up in some stuff. And we can only see the worst in things at that time. And y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And if you want to speak to the host, press the 1 button. And I'm going to get to you and bring you on live. And I'm going to finish my sentence. And I'm going to go to the hotline because y'all are here. And I appreciate y'all. But this physical stuff, the physical eye will get us caught up in the things of the world. And trouble is in front of us. And we just can't see our way out. We like, I'm tired of this, man. Where's God at when I need him now? Where's God at when they locked my kids up? Where's God when they took my husband, my wife? Where's God at when they took my job? But it's that physical eye. But we got to start tuning into that spiritual eye. And before I go to the spiritual eye, I'm going to go ahead and get some love from the hotline and open it up. 973-970, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You getting your
here?
Spiritual feeding on. What's
yeah,
your name
listen.
And where you're calling from?
Oh, my God.
From?
Today's godly, what's today, Tuesday?
973-970, you live. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, man?
I'm fine. Hey, Bowser, what's going on? Welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you called in, man.
Yeah. I hear what you said, man. For real, it's a lot of things out there, man, that the eye catch that's wrong. You are surely
mm-hmm.
right about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And big round of applause for you for calling in.
I appreciate it, man. You already know the love is the love, man. For real.
We so easily get caught up with these two eyes, and a lot of us don't know we got a physical eye and a spiritual eye. And the physical eye will have us all caught up in what's going on, what somebody did to us, what we can't get to, and it blocks us from the spiritual eye from seeing beyond that.
Word.
See, we got to see beyond that.
Yeah, you have to. And one thing I want to say is, though, is that, you know, a lot of things just come from, you know, parents being able to put their kids in the right places and let them know, because, you know, your kid also follows what you do. That's one thing that people don't really understand. They sit home and they don't think their child is paying attention. So if you have that devilish eye, your child will have that devilish eye. So we all must live the good life and be at peace with each other, you know?
You couldn't have said it no better, bringing the kids into the situation. And that's why God moves on us, man. That's why it's so important that we stick together, because Bowser is so right. The kids are seeing it. They got the devilish eye. They see you discouraged, so now they're going to act discouraged. They see you angry, so now they're going to act angry, and then they see you lose hope. And what happened? The kids
lose hope.
Yeah,
it all, just because we all live in the same household, don't think they don't feel those vibes. You know, sometimes you have to take time and say, you know what, let me 1, 2, 3 go in the room and take a deep breath and come back out with that smile. Sometimes you got to smile in front of your kids, even when it's that pain, because you can never let them see what you're going through, because then they will start to absorb what you're going through at a young age, and then it's not going to be fair for them, you know?
And you ain't never lied. It's not fair for the kids. And you know how kids be peeking around the corner. You be like, didn't I tell you to go in your room? And didn't I tell you to get out of here? We already frustrated. We start taking it out on our kids. But you so right about that, Bowser. They not peeking around the corner to be nosy. They peeking around the corner because they love you. 323, I'm about to get to you in a few seconds. They peeking around the corner because they love you. And they care. They want to know, are you okay? But that comes with that good spiritual feeding that we getting. And when when the troubles come among us, we got to already see it. It says right here. Right here it says, God is not idle, y'all. He not idling. He hear us. He is making crooked places straight. Isaiah 45 says that. You know, God knows. As he said, he is making crooked places straight. And a lot of times we get into it saying, oh, you know what? I done did so much bad things, and I don't think I can rock with God. Boy, please, if you know where I came from, it's
terrible, man.
A whole month to give my testimony. But here I am. Here I am, spiritual feeding with y'all, and I love it. B, you got some shout outs you want to give?
I want to give a big shout out to you, man. You know what you're doing. I appreciate, you know, you keep my name in the air. You know, I love what you're doing, man. Much success. You know, it's 2011. We all going to do right. Everybody keep that positive eye open.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that negative eye closed and play your part and believe in God. And God will always accept you. He will always accept you. You just have to be willing to walk through that door, man, and say, you know what? I'm ready. It's all on you. You know, and I just want to say one thing, man. I'm on my way. I'm going to be going out there to Atlanta like 2 more weeks, man, trying to do this music stuff, you know, and hold it down. Karima said hello, you know.
Hey.
She said, hey, how you doing?
God is good.
God
all
is good.
All the time. Hit the phone. Hit the phone.
Yes, yes. So I'm going to let you go, baby. I love the show and everything you're doing. Get at your boy, Bowser.
Yeah.
You already know, stay in your lane. Father God, I just pray right now that you protect Bowser, cover him with the blood, Lord. Give him traveling mercies. And as he go and as he come back, give him favor. I wish you 100 years of success, baby, and I thank y'all for calling in, man. I'm going to get to the 3-3. I'm going to get to the 323 right here. 323-532, you live in the building with Diva Mary Kay. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, yo, what's good, man? It's your boy, Mike Mitchell. You know, first off, I want to tell you, Diva Mary Kay, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mike Mitch. What's going on, man? I'm so glad that you're here, and big round of applause for you as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. Call in and show my support, man. You know how we get down.
We talking about, you know, power living on today. It's time for us to start power living, not just living. Start power living. And, some people understand what I mean when I say that. Power living is when you get up each and every day with power and purpose.
And purpose. There you go.
And purpose.
Yes.
Power and purpose, because it's a new year. We got new energy for some reason. And I don't know why we wait until the new year, because every minute that passes is another opportunity to change things for the better.
Exactly, because every day he shows new mercy and new grace. You know what I'm saying? So we got to, you know, we can't wait for the new year. We got to show it every day. Progression every day.
Take us to church, man.
But I'm gonna take you back off what you said about when people, you know, I done so much wrong, I can't get right with God. You know what I'm saying? That's when He wants you. That's when He gets the most glory. When you're at your worst. When you're at the bottom. He wants you at that broken state so He can mend you and then He can get the glory and say, oh yeah, that's my child. I did that. You know what I'm saying? You too. You too can experience what he or she just experienced. You know what I'm saying? And that's when God gets the glory, man. That's when He said, if I be lifted up, you know what I'm saying, I'll draw all men unto myself. If you just lift me up in your daily life, just show people me. You know what I'm saying? That alone would draw people up on, I'm saying, unto me. They let them come and taste and see that I am good. You know what I'm saying? That's why we gotta have a spiritual eye and a physical eye. The physical eye will get us in trouble. It will get us caught up. You know what I'm saying? We do end up being on the surface and being shallow about things and only seeing the negative in people, always saying what mama didn't do, what daddy didn't do, what my sister ain't done, you know what I'm saying, what my homie say he was going to do but didn't do. You know what I'm saying? Instead of seeing it from the spiritual standpoint and be like, okay, let me get to the bottom of this and see why. What's the reason why? You know what I'm saying? Some things that we go through in life are because of generational curses that we need to break. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we get so stuck in the person, when it's deeper. We wrestle not against flesh or blood. You know what I'm saying? So it gets deeper than that. It's something deeply rooted in us, to where we gotta take some history lessons and see what made grandma fall, what made grandpa, you know, big mama, big daddy do the things that they did. You know what I'm saying? We gotta break some curses, some things that just been generational that we don't have to accept.
And we'll turn around and do the same thing. We'll turn around and do the same thing because we didn't get the information and we didn't take the time out to see what made granddaddy and what made grandmama fall. They ain't just fall over for no reason, y'all. You know? And I love what you said about that. And you know, what people saying, you know, I'm too bad to worship the Lord. Y'all need to find about who Saul is, which was Paul.
Right.
Paul turned into Saul. Saul. He was a Christian killer.
Right.
He hated them. Talking about hated them with a passion. Hated them.
Like the devil hate us. He hated.
Yeah, hate. And you know, he went forth and, you know, he was going in or whatever the case may be. And I just want to just give shout out to everybody. But y'all got to learn about this man named Paul. And when he decided to, you know, when it got to the point he decided to give his life to the Lord, this what happened. He was on his way somewhere. Forgive me, because I don't know where he was going, but I know he was going somewhere.
He was on his way to Damascus.
Say it! He was on his way to Damascus, and a voice came out of nowhere and say, Saul, why do you prosecute me? Why are you mad at me? Why are you going against me? And ain't no everybody around. Paul looked around like, who is that? He said, it's me, Jesus. You know he got terror. He was in fear. I'm talking about in fear. He was scared like, that's Jesus?
Right.
Oh, man. And then you know what he said? He said, Jesus, what am I to do? What am I to do now? He was the biggest, baggest, toughest, ruggish, thuggish bone there is. And here is a voice talking to him. Nobody around but him, but here is a voice talking to him. And he got shook up. He said, well, Jesus, what would you have me do?
Right. And then see, since that whole time, up until that point, he was like on that spiritual eye. I mean, on that physical eye. And then once he heard that and said, Lord, once he acknowledged that he was Lord, them scales fell off his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He was able to see with that spiritual eye from then on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sometimes you gotta, you know, Lord, what you need me to do? All he asks you to do is surrender.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
No
make
payment.
Yourself available.
Yeah, no credit check.
Available for me to use you.
Just say yeah. Okay. Say, because his word is yes and amen. Oh,
right,
man,
exactly.
I'm about to get myself together to go to revival. Oh, it's going down. I want y'all to stay in purpose on today, but I have to just touch on the spiritual eye before I get out of here. The spiritual eye is when you focus on the Lord no matter what's in front of you. If I got a lion in front of me right now, this only because I got spiritual muscle now, I can see that God is going to put that lion at calm, and I'm going to walk right past that lion. See, I already seen what God has for me, so that's why I worry about it because of that spiritual eye. I'm not looking with my physical eye like, oh, my God, look at this big, big lion with these big demons going to get me. Lord, it's going to get me. That fear is not in me. I have already used my spiritual eye and seen that it was already done, y'all. It's time to power live. And the way you power live, oh, this one I wanted, God just placed this in my head. Ask yourself this question. Is God for you? I know somebody like, what? Is God for me? Yeah, I mean, his son, he gave his son. His son died for my sins. And, you know, I thank him every day and I pray. God got my back because he's a forgiving God. Mm-mm, baby. This is how you know God is for you. First thing you got to do is get saved. That's one.
Right.
When you get saved, you confess that Jesus is the Son of God. He is the Savior. You accept him. After you get saved, you become a friend of the Lord. Because you can't, after you get saved, you're going to start walking with the Lord, not walking with the world. So you're going to start walking with unlimited blessing and stop walking with limited blessings. It's like upgrading from a Boost chirp to an Android. You get what I'm saying, people? This after you get saved, you don't need that chirp. You don't need that $50 plan no more. Not that dollar a day. You got you a plan. It's unlimited service. What? Yes, and when you become the friend of God, meaning that you learning his word, you praising and worshiping him, you letting people know, even when you out in the street. Jesus said, if you deny me in front of your friends, I will deny you in front of my Father. What?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And know that nothing can defeat the church. Y'all can't nothing touch me. I'm not saying that because I'm cocky. I'm saying that because I'm covered.
Right.
Oh, I like that.
And his word never come back void. He said it. He said it. It's the truth. So I can stand on that.
I can too. Oh, man, I can too. His word did not come back void, man. Yo, Mitch, I just have to thank you for calling in right now. I got to get out of here. I was trying to stretch it. But we going in tomorrow with the spiritual feeding. I changed the time so we can have dinner on the West Coast and have dessert on the East Coast. See, God having me change with y'all. And I don't mind changing with y'all because God put me in a position that all my bills are taken care of, all my situations are taken care of, and I'm still able to give spiritual feeding. Mitch, you got some shout-outs you want to give? Big shout-out to Mitch, man. You just
man, for sure. First of all, shout-out to you for always having this platform, this open area for us to come in fellowship. Also, you know, my team, you know, Jazzy Management, you know, we got some big things popping for the year 2011. Man, just the whole, just everybody, man, that's listening. You know what I'm saying? We got big things popping for 2011, so everybody, you know, be up on their job and do some power living. for 2011.
This one, Power 11 for 2011. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, getting the spiritual feeding on. I just want to give a big shout-out to all my listeners that just listening in to me with today. You know, that now that we at the end of the show, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. And I also want to thank Mitch for calling in. I want to thank Bowser for calling in. Big shout-out to Karima. And go to my website at www.divaspot.blogspot.com and tune in tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m. We definitely going to be having Jazzy and Mitch come to Frontline Fridays or Step Your Game Up Saturdays. They're coming, and I definitely want to get it in. I'm about to get out of here. Mitch, I love you so much, and I thank you for supporting me, man.
Likewise, my sister, for sure.
I'm going to call you later.
But.
All right. I'm going to take one more call because I see somebody just came in before I get out of here. 973-380.
Hey, sis, what's good? It's Tamara. I love the show. Love it. I'm so happy for you, and I'm about to start my power living.
Yes.
I'm about to start my power living, girl. Bye.
I am so happy to hear that. I got tingles all over. God, thank you for blessing me because I was just about to play the music and get out of here. But Sutton said, take that call. Girl,
yes,
yeah.
Honey, and I'm glad you did. I love it. I'm about
love
to put
it.
My best friend on it.
Good.
I'm my best friend on it.
Good. This is what we do. This is what we come and we get our spiritual feeding on, man. We just stay encouraged for today because we got to build spiritual muscles. Tamara, it's so many skinny souls running around here. Look, 862, y'all calling in. I got to go to revival. You know, we got to build our spirit up, y'all. We got to build our spirit because there's so many Flavor Flav spirits, little skinny spirits running around here. You know,
yeah.
What we need to do is get big Monique spirits. But I got to get out of here. Y'all start y'all power living. I'm going to be talking about power living all week. So when you get the text, call in because you're going to miss your spiritual feed and all the food gone, y'all.
I'm good. I actually, I got my fill. I was listening. I got my fill. I'm good.
Come here.
But I'm a tune in tomorrow. Definitely in.
Before we get out of here, my partner in crime here, Makai, want to say something about the Lord, and then we're going to get to the music. Step up to the mic, son. Tell him what it is.
If you have faith, you can move mountains.
Mm-hmm.
If you have faith, you can prevail.
Yes. Say it. Say it loud and say it again, baby. That's my baby. Say it again.
If you have faith, you can prevail.
Yes, if you have faith, you can prevail. What else, Makai?
If the spirit comes, God let them use them.
When the spirit comes, you got to let it use it. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live at Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We about to get out of here where Jesus can work it out. We out, man.